What do you want to play, Sam?
We're going to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game. We're all going to sing it, too.
Special edition of Meet Me at Mutual. I am your host, Daniel Shoptaw, and if you're looking for Cardinal talk, that's not the place today. Because surprisingly enough, we're not going to talk anything about the fact that Mike Leake got beat up in spring training today, or the fact that Jordan Schaefer is now gone for the year. That's all coming some other time. But tonight, we're only going to talk about Cards Madness. I feel like there should be like some sort of sound effect there. Anyway.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here we go. That dun, dun, dun you heard is Tara Wellman, who you know from everything, but you probably know from Bird Seeds and also from Gateway to Baseball Heaven that Tara and I do every Sunday night. And with us is, of course, Alan Medlock, who has been filling in on this show for the last couple of weeks. And guys, gal, thanks for joining me, and let's talk a little bit about Cards Madness.
Let's do it.
Man, Tara, I expected
Sounds good.
I was expecting another
dun. Oh, wait, hold on. Dun, dun, dun.
There we go. All right, yeah.
That was my fault. I cut everybody off.
All right, we're going to talk about this bracket. This is the Cardinal Twitter battle that John Nagel, who is known as Cardinals Farm, who does Redbird Daily, which is where the site this year is being hosted, where Alan, of course, writes at, has done. He did it last year, tweaked it a little bit this year, took out the media accounts, opened it up for some nominations. I think he took anybody that was nominated and then filled in some more and made it out into a 64-team bracket. I think last year may have just been 32. Let's start with you, Tara, on this idea that we tossed the media. We tossed out Derek Gould. We tossed out Jennifer Langosch. Good idea?
You know, I think that the premise of this is pretty dependent on who you like to follow on Twitter. Most of those people are followed. This is not a knock on Derek Gould or Jennifer Langosch, but a lot of people follow them, not necessarily because of their Twitter personality, but because of the access that they have to the team. So I think it maybe evens the playing field a little bit for some of us that just talk about the team, you know, without any real firsthand knowledge, to leave some of them out of the mix. But I think it is fair to say that those major media outlet types have the following that they do for a reason. So, you know, something fun like this, let's not take it too seriously, I would say, and let them have their moment in another way.
Yeah, yeah,
I agree. As much as I'd like to be lumped in with everybody involved, I like it this format better just because they have so much access to followers and readers and they have the scoop, and you know, that's the first people we look at on that. On the opinion side, we kind of look at each other, and I kind of prefer it to be like that.
Yeah, it does depend on how you want to vote on this thing, and I think that's the thing also. People are going to come at this in different ways. Is it the most informative Twitter that you got? Is it the most entertaining Twitter? Is it a must-have for the Cardinal news? Whatever. And you're right. If Jennifer Langosch was, somebody just working in St. Louis talking about the Cardinals, would she have the following that she does via, that she does with MLB? Probably not. Same with Derek Gould. Same with any of those media guys. They might still have an interesting following, but not as much. So I think it's probably a good idea. It is interesting to note that that Derek Gould got to the finals last year but did not actually win. that was total Cardinals move, which has, I'm not sure if that account's still around, had, like, hundreds of thousands of followers. And that gets to the other part of this. You know, Alan, you and I talked a little bit today. You know, there's this idea that the follower count is what's going to decide this. Not necessarily true, because a lot of the people are duplicates, right? They're following the same, you know, they're following you and they're following me and they're following Tara. So if we all happen to match up, they've got to make a choice.
True. Very true. It's still just amazing to me that some of those accounts have the 10,000 plus followers. You know, that's, I was looking at Nagel's thing, Cardinals Farm. It's amazing to me that there's that much outreach. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to worry about that anytime soon, I don't think.
yeah, never.
I haven't looked at Tara's account lately. I may be wrong. I don't know. She may be.
I'm a little short of that. Yeah. A little short of that.
Add the three of us up.
I came from a town of 2,500 people. I don't know what 10,000 means.
Okay. Well, all right. So let's go ahead. Let's just dive into this. And again, we're not going to go through every game on this bracket. And if we don't touch on your game, or if we are not as knowledgeable about your account as we should be, blame us. We'll take the blame on that. That is not a slight or any kind of judgment call here. This is just us with what we know, and that's not much, talking about some of these brackets. But I will run through each game as we'll list them out. You know, and then I told you all I was going to pull the brackets up, and then I got distracted and didn't actually do it. But let's talk about the usual region bracket. That's the first one. It will be going off tomorrow. And I pulled this up to look at it, and it's still just as tiny as it is when I printed it out on my screen. So we're going to hope that we're going to get these right. But anyway, I do want to list everybody's game out, and then we'll talk about a couple of them in general. The 116 game is Birds on the Bat 13 versus Lance Dance 1. I know Lance is a Redbird daily writer. 8-9, it's our Tara Wellman versus Savon STL. The 5-12 is Cigar Mike and Blues and Cards 85. Rue Court is the 4 seed versus Simultron Mutual. 6 is Cardinal Gifts versus 11, Redbird Daily, the blog site. 3 is FS Redbird Rants. 14 is Ben Markham. 7-10 is BGH and the Easton. And then the 2-15 is Buffa 82 and Kyler 4-16. Birds on the Bat 13 is obviously a very solid number one pick. He's got quite a bit of a following and went far in this contest last year. Is there anybody, Alan, that you see that wants to, that knocks him off very early, or do you think he goes quite a ways?
I think he probably wins the region. I think Tara's got her hands full in the second round. Sammy's pretty good in the first, but I think that, Tara takes him there, but then it's bad news in the second round. You're not playing in the second weekend.
No, I can't disagree. I think my odds there are pretty slim.
Well, Tara, when you look at this bracket and look at this region, is there a game in this first round that stands out that might be an upset, either small or large?
You know, I don't know if it's so much an upset in the first round, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that all the work that Mr. Dan Buffa has done in the last year has gained him some additional followers, some additional clout in the social media realm. So I will be curious to see how a potential Buffa Birds on the Bat matchup ends up in this region, because I think it might be closer than people are giving credit.
You know, there's no doubt that Buffa has reach and definitely has increased his standing over the last year. That being said, when you increase your standing, especially in the sports media range, you also increase those detractors as well. And so that's going to be interesting to see. I have nothing against Buffa. Dan and I have done a lot of things together, but I kind of had a little bit of an upset in the Sweet 16 round. I had Cardinal Gifts going that's my upset right there. I think that he's got some the gifts are going well on Twitter. So Alan,
surprisingly, I've got the print to put it, to prove it. I picked the exact same thing.
I have that matchup. I just have Buffa pulling ahead.
Yeah, I did the same thing. That was my one lower than two. I'm pretty chalked the whole way through this, but the gifts are kind of picking up steam, and you know, they've done work for Buffa. I think that it's fitting how that matchup could go down.
You know, there are a lot of, in this, I think this is the only, not the only region, but the one that has the most of what we would call the, you know, the blog accounts, the ones that are focused on a site. They're not necessarily a person. You got Rucor, you've got Redbird Daily, you've got FS Redbird Rants. You know, they've got a lot of followers, but I kind of feel like that's almost like a media thing. You're following for the news and the links. You're not necessarily following for the personality. I think I've got Redbird Rants going down in the first round, and they're a 3 seed, but I don't know that they're going to have enough people that are going to support them. You know, they may love the site, but they may love the individual writers, or they're going to vote for them. I don't know. That's kind of a gamble on my part, I know, but that's my guess.
And I may be wrong on this, but isn't Markham of Alberto?
Yeah, I believe he's a...
Okay, that's what I thought. So that could factor into that matchup as well.
Yeah, and Tara, I think that's the thing that we have to figure out is there are some people that have followings that are not going to get all involved in this. They're not necessarily... They may find it a little too frivolous, a little too... I don't know what the word is, but they're not going to necessarily be out there pushing the vote and stuff. And then there are some that are. So, you know, is that a factor? I don't want to say the stodgy factor, but let's be fair. I mean, some people don't go onto Twitter to do this kind of stuff. Does that play a role?
Oh, I think it does. I mean, I think, like I said at the beginning, anyone who takes any of this too seriously, is probably doing it wrong. just gonna throw that out there. But no, you're right. People follow individuals or blogs as a whole on Twitter because they like what they have to say. But to some degree, there are people who are gonna buy into this a lot more than someone else might. I swore I wouldn't get too involved last year, and then I think I was way in over my head in a battle to the last moments of a matchup with STL Matinals last year. So the competitiveness comes out, I think, at some point for some people like myself. And, you know, it's just a way to engage with people. So I do think there's something to be said for the people who are the most engaged on Twitter as a whole are probably going to be the ones that are able to rally some support if they so choose, but there will be people who think it's all foolish and we should all just move on with our lives, but they don't have to play.
and there's always go ahead, Alan.
Go ahead.
No, go on.
Go ahead, Daniel. It's the dog days of spring training. You know, we've got March Madness going on the screens. Just have a little bit of fun with it. I just don't understand why some people take it so seriously. I understand the competitiveness, but that adds to the fun of it to me. There are detractors, and I'd read some already, and those are probably guys that get beat in the first round, if that tells you anything.
Well, and there are some people that, of course, get a little aggravated that they didn't get put in the bracket, which is fair.
Sure.
But I will say that this year, John at least opened it up for a couple of days and did take nominations. And as far as I know, he took anybody that got nominated. So if it was anonymous, you can nominate yourself. If you really wanted to be in this thing, you did have the option. Now, who knows where you would have been seated and all that kind of stuff. I don't know exactly the procedures that he did that, if he based it on count or other things. But, you know, I do find that there are some people. Now, there are some people that I'm surprised are not in here. Just don't get me wrong. And that probably could have been. But, you know, there are some ways to do that, too. So hopefully people won't get too aggravated. If the feed, you know, the feed spamming and stuff like that can get annoying, I'm sure, for people that aren't wanting to play, but, that's part of it. Who knows? We'll probably lose followers over all this, and it'll be a great thing for everybody. Alright, so let's see. So before we move on to the usual, let's make, okay, you've got, both, Tara, you've got, Birds on the Bat 13 and Buffa in that final, in that, the conference final. Nope. And then Alan and I have Birds on the Bat and Gifts. Are we all taking Birds on the Bat into the Final Four?
I am.
See, this is where I think there could be a little bit. I don't know. I just want it to be an upset. No, it has nothing to do with anything other than if there's an upset, I want to be the one that called it.
Well, you know how much people are going to look back on the show and see how right you are. But
of course,
So if you're wrong, it's fine. You can bury it. If it's right, then you can go cut this part out and show people how right you are. So
exactly.
So are you going to go with Buffa there? You're going to take Buffa into the Final Four?
I'm taking the risk.
All right.
He has listeners. Never know.
No doubt. And Buffa's one that'll play. I mean, he'll get out there and beat the bushes.
See, that's
for the
thing.
Too, so you're right.
I have all the confidence that he will pull out all the stops.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
All right.
It'd be awesome.
All right, so there's our I guess I probably should note this down because we may need this later. So, Alan is Birds on the Bat and Tara is Buffa. All right, we'll move on to the Gibson Regional, and again we'll run through all of these. Viva Alberto's is the number one seed here, not surprising, and Pink Daisy 08 is the 16 seed. Cards Blog goes up against Eli Chap 822 in the 8-9. Keen MLB and Crying Birds, 512. Carly Schauber and Colin Garner, 22, another Redbird Daily Rider, 413. The 611 is Art Lippo versus Little Scooter, 93. Craig J. Edwards and ZJ Gifford are the 314. J. Strebel, 22, and Cards Conclave, the 710. And I happen to get the second seed, go up against Dr. Miles, M5, in that matchup. Viva's an interesting one. We just talked about the blog accounts and how people may not, but Viva tends to have enough of a personality and they rotate their people and, you know, and obviously Viva is the 500,000 pound gorilla, in the blogosphere. It's difficult to see them losing early at least. Alan, what do you think?
No, I agree. I've got the Birdos moving on to the 8. Not only are they good and their coverage is really well, Miklas loves them and brings them up about every other show. So they get a ton of notoriety that way.
Tara, is there anything? I mean, are you on the Viva bandwagon? Do you see anything interesting in this round?
No, I think that in regards to sort of what we've been talking about as it pertains to blog accounts, the thing that this particular account has going for it is exactly what you said. This has become sort of the primary resource for a lot of people as it pertains to the Cardinals. And so a lot of that has to do with the number of writers that they have that offer different looks at things, a lot of different perspectives, a lot of different insight. They do a lot of really in-depth analysis that I think is something that Cardinals fans specifically don't get from a lot of the major news outlets. And like you said, a lot of times some of the more mainstream media personalities will relate back to something that they saw at Viva Alberto. So they are, in my mind, the top dog as far as the blog accounts, and for good reason. So I don't see any reason why there would be a dramatic upset as far as they're concerned.
You know, Cards Blog is in there too, and I normally wouldn't necessarily expect them to move on, but I will say Cards Blog is one that in the past has been known to campaign. I know they've campaigned in a couple of things that I've done, like the Twitter ones and stuff like that, so I could easily see them moving on, although again then they run into Viva Alberto's and what kind of a reward is that. The 512 with Mr. Keen, and I, you know, I'm a big fan of Wes Keen, but I think, you know, he's taken a hiatus from Twitter for a while. I'm thinking Crying Birds may pull the upset just because of Keen not being around quite as much. Is that crazy to think, Alan?
No, I agree with that. I actually had, with Wes not being around, I had him win in the first one just due to followers and everybody still ask about him. But I think Schauber benefits from him not being here, and I think she wins the second round against him.
That's exactly how I have it as well. And I say that as a big fan of Wes when he is active on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He's a friend of mine. And I, in fact, I believe last year I ended up campaigning for him in this crazy contest. So I say that knowing that if he ever does in fact listen to this, I will be hearing about it, but nonetheless, I think that Carly has a good chance at pulling ahead of him in that next round.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to talk about upsets and brackets that are going to get destroyed probably pretty early, I have Carly beating Viva Albertos in the 16th round and going on to the finals.
You are not alone, my friend.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. This is actually a female-dominated bracket, if you look at it. Look at mine, at least, it feels like, because I've got Carly and Little Scooter in the finals of this one, because I think Scooter is a lot of the personality that you get out of Eva Albertos, and so I think Heather can push her way through that, and maybe not without, may not even be close, actually.
And I'll tell you why I have it that way. Not just because both of these particular people, Carly and Heather, have done their due diligence in building an audience, but it goes back to this idea that yes, people follow the blog as a whole, but these two are both individuals who have done a great job of sort of establishing themselves individually and separate from the site that they write for. So I think that if you may be able to rally a few more people around an individual person as opposed to the blog as a whole. So that's where I think that there may be some separation between the blog accounts and the individuals.
I'm looking at the 314 and I've got Craig winning it because Craig's, you know, he amazing writer and he's writing at Fangraphs. He writes, obviously, he runs Viva Albertos and this is a, you know, Viva Albertos heavy region. But I kind of feel like Zach could make a little bit of a push there. I don't know. I don't feel like I see Craig on Twitter quite as much. And I know he's there. I know he's got followers, but I wonder if Zach might be able to sneak up and at least make it close.
Well, he might, but the funny thing about that matchup is those two are a lot alike. They write a lot of the same stuff. Now this may be the one year that Gifford's down here, cause Zach's really good, and I could see him gaining a lot of followers, gaining a lot of traction soon. I think Craig wins it, but it may be closer than you think.
I actually have it reversed, mostly because, I think that Craig's great, and I think I had him in the final four last year when I did this. But I actually was not following Zach until recently. I don't know how, and I don't know why, but that's the way it was. Sometimes you come across people mm-hmm. and you think I have to be following this person, and then you're not. But it's been a really nice addition to my Cardinals Twitter list, and I think that it's a little bit of a different perspective. They write about a lot of the same topics. You're right. They have a very similar style, but I, again, maybe just trying to guess the upset. I went with Zach in that round.
It would be interesting. Tara's just trying to mess with the bracket. She's going to get one of these right. She knows it. And then we're not going to hear
exactly.
the end of it. That's
exactly.
Yeah, it is. No offense to Craig, but I hope that Tara's right. I'd love to see Zach cheat.
And I think when you're talking about it, you don't realize you're following people. It's a lot of times because they get retweeted into your feed so often that you feel
right.
like you're following them because you see so much of their stuff because it's so good that everybody's sharing it. So, that is definitely the case. Same with Cardinal Gifts, we talked about earlier. I don't think I was following until recently, but I saw so much of it and I finally decided to. I'm going to skip the bottom part of that bracket because it's just me and I don't want to know.
Well, I've got you beating yourself in the second round anyway, so.
That's interesting. All right. It seems to go against type, but I don't know that I would be a whole lot. I mean, Cards Conclave, I mean, we don't do anything with that except run the feeds for the feed. And Strybel definitely brings some different perspectives to that. So I would hope that he wouldn't get beat by basically an automated feed because he deserves much better than that. And then we'll see after that. Okay, so Alan, your finals in this region are, is it VB and two? Or is it?
I have, I know. It's a VB, and I've got C70 in the final. All right. And I've actually got C70 winning this.
Oh golly! Oh, you're gonna be wrong. but that's great. I appreciate it, but you're gonna be real wrong. Tara, you had Carly and Heather, right?
I have Carly, and then probably just my own personal bias. I've got you in that one as well.
All right. Well, who's winning that one then?
It could be close, but listen, you're my partner in crime. I gotta stick with C70.
Oh my goodness. Y'all are crazy.
I've got birds on the bat in the second round. I gotta come up with some way to have a win here.
Sure. Okay. I have Heather going in that one. I have Heather, Little Scooter going in for my final. Four pick from that region, because like I said, I think she's got enough to take over, and I think the matchups are going to work. I think that I have, like I said, I have Carly and Heather, and I think that should be a very interesting matchup to go into the final one. All right, that's Thursday as well. Both of those rounds are Thursday. We look over now into the Brock Regional. Brock Regional will be on Friday. The number 1 and 16 game is Lau 56 and B-Vog T 422. 8-9 is STL Win and Deck of Cards. We've got STL Cards 314 and S. McNeil 87 in the 512. Texas Card Fan 1 and MKG 59, 413. STL Matinals, as Tara's already referenced from last year, it's a 6th seed against Corey Rudd, the 11. STL Card Cards is a 3 seed versus Trivera Tops. Josie Curtis is the 7 versus all STL Cards, and then STL Cup of Joe versus B Doobie in the 215. I gotta say, nothing against LAO 56, which I believe is Larry Underwood. I was a little surprised to see him as a number 1 seed. I mean, I see him on a lot, and I see see his stuff often enough. I was just a little surprised to see him as a number 1, more than anybody else, I guess. Is that just me?
Go ahead.
There are some strong accounts in this bracket, so to pull any one of them to the top, I think would have there would be some arguments to be made for some of the others. So yeah, I reacted the same way.
I was pleasantly surprised to see it. I didn't realize that he had the followers that he did, because, see, he's so approachable. He responds to anything you send him. And whenever I saw him on the top, I was like, that's interesting. And then when I looked at his account, I was like, man, he's got a ton of followers.
You're right. I did not know that either. Yeah, he's got 11.7.
Yeah.
11,700 followers. Yeah, that would make you to a number 1. I will admit, I did not realize that at all.
Same thing happened to me. When I looked at it, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Larry had a blog. In fact, his blog is still linked in his Twitter profile, and so I'd gotten to know him a little bit through that. But, again, I did not know that. So that does clear up that a little bit. Still, you're right. It's an interesting and a very, I mean, there are some very strong accounts, and then there's some accounts that I'm not as familiar with in here. I don't know that I have any upsets in this first round that I can see. Tara, what about you? I mean, is there anybody that's going to jump out here in the first round?
No, there are some really interesting matchups further along, but as far as the first round, it seems to me like one that's I try to pick an upset. I try, you know this, and I just don't really see that happening in this one.
Alan, I mean, boy, I tell you, anytime you put STL card cards in a bracket or anything, I can't believe it's a 3 seat, because I know he kind of ran through my Twitter, the Twitter thing that I do at the end of the year. Is there anybody here that stops him, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a sleeping giant on this one, and I think it's Cup of Joe. But the semifinals on this one would be Underwood and Texas Cards, and then Cards and Joe, and I think those will all be close. I think Joe beats Cards, and I think, I don't know, Underwood and Texas are neck and neck. And just because everybody on this, in this Final Four, they're so interactive. It can go any way. You know what I mean? They really interact with their followers well.
Boy, if you put, Larry and Texas in a matchup, that's like matter and antimatter there.
Oh.
You know, I mean, they're not, Larry's one that, they're nothing negative at all. And Scott, as much as I love him, he can find a few things.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I thought that matchup was awesome whenever I saw it mapped out. I was like, oh, this one's interesting.
Tara, is Joe the one that you see going pretty deep to?
He is. I think, based on the audience that he's built for himself, he's got a lot going for him there. But I do think, I have to say, I have him winning that region. However, a lot of that may depend on how much, in particular, Cards chooses to pursue this, because he can be relentless. If he rallies the troops, it may be a little more interesting than it seems.
And that's a great point, because you could kind of tell that starting today, he's actually kind of started that already.
Exactly.
So it could be very interesting. He's been kind of quiet the past few weeks, and I've noticed today he's been really interactive.
All right. Well, Alan, then who are you? Who's coming out of this regional for you?
I've got a cup of Joe. I got Schwartz coming out of this one.
All right. Well, I took cards because I know better than to cross him. I will say.
Wise.
Yeah, I will say I had Wynn winning in the over Larry in the second round, not realizing the Twitter followers. So that may get ugly on my, may get a little red there too, but maybe not. I mean, Daniel Wynn can, I mean, if nothing else, he can bring the visual imagery toward this, to the GIFs or anything of that nature. So if he wants to get that visual medium going, I think that Twitter responds to that pretty well sometimes.
That's another one that I will say, if he buys in and wants to play along, it could get very interesting. I'm not sure that this is really his thing. But if he dives in, he could stir this one up a little bit, I think.
I would like to see him get involved. He kind of deadpanned it immediately today. So I thought, well, that can go two different ways. He could come out and come swinging, or just lay down on it. So I didn't really know how to go on that one as well.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like what Tara says. You get involved in it, and sometimes you put it aside. But if it's close, or you can't help but to check it every once in a while, and you know, maybe you throw out a link for people to vote, and then eventually, you know, you're making up campaign slogans and things like that. It happens. I know it does, because I've done it.
yeah.
All right. Anything else out of the Brock Regional? I think that one's one that, like you said, a lot of interesting names in there, but it doesn't feel like. It feels like the seating's pretty accurate in this one, I guess let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, well, let's move down then to the Ozzie Smith Regional. This one is, again, will be going on Friday. The number one seed is the man who created this thing, Cardinals Farm. He's going up against He's_Very_Good. 8-9 is Blur... Beriligent, I never get that right, but I've seen it a number of times. Crash STL, Jumbo GM, and Drew C 1420 is the 512. Retro Simba and Ton of Clayton, who is a Redbird Daily writer, is the 413. Birds on a Bat Show is 6, goes against the STL Cards Fan 4. B Schaefer 12 is 3, and McBrayer Ball 2314. Toast Dispatch is 7. Going up against John J. F125 in the 10 spot, and then it's 12-15. It's Cardinals Tales against our very own Alan Medlock. Cardinals Farm, number one seed, makes sense. I'm not going to give him a whole lot of grief for the fact that he's the number one seed in the tournament that he's running. Because it does. I mean,
Come on. Teed it up for you.
you know, because he has the follower count and all that. We're not going to give him too hard of a time. That said, I don't have him going to the Final Four. It got him close, but I don't have the Final Four. We'll get into that in a minute. I think that the interesting thing we could see in this region is the 6-11, because if the Birds on the Bat show, which is Two Birds on a Bat, the podcast that has a fairly famous member in Yadier Molina's brother.
Mm-hmm.
If they get Yadi or Benji involved in this, they could pull some people that don't have any idea what's going on, but they know to vote for that one if nothing else, and they can make a run.
And the scary part of that is that Benji today was really interactive after his comments about his brother. That may bring in a ton of followers and a ton of activity here in the next few days.
And I think they're going to promote it. I mean, I don't know that they'll, you know, send Benji out to campaign, but I do think they'll be tweeting links and things of that nature.
Sure.
And, you know, if they've got the people that are involved and active, that could be interesting. Tara, is there anything, looking at the top half of the bracket, obviously we all know and love Retro Simba. I don't know how much of a following he has though. I mean, can he go far?
You know, I think he certainly can. I think that there is a large population of Cardinals fans that really like that sort of throwback, remembering the days past, element that he brings to the table, much like, Cardinals Tales does, in a similar manner. I think that, I don't know, maybe it's just the sentimental value I think that that holds, and the fact that I really like following Retro Simba, but I certainly think that he's got the content to carry him through if the followers come through.
Yeah, and I know that Ton of Clayton is the humorous writer there at Redbird Daily, or at least one of them. So that'd be interesting. I mean, it's always a possibility for an upset. Alan, I guess basically what we can tell you is, you're gonna have to go outside, and you're gonna have to get the grill going, and you're gonna have to take a lot of pictures of food, because that may be the only way to beat Bob, is to have some sort of cook-off.
It's all right. Hey, I'm a 40-year-old rookie that was just glad to get in the bracket. I have no pretenses on this. Trust me, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, Bob's a tough one. Like I said, if you don't follow him for the Cardinal, you're probably following him because he makes you hungry every day. And then there's plenty of other reasons to follow Bob as well.
Good stuff.
I think the only, I have John, John JF, John Fleming, pulling the upset there, at least in the first round, winning the 7-10. I think that with, you know, he's doing, of course, he's Viva Alberto's and he's on the Viva Alberto podcast. I think that's probably enough to get him into the next round. Does that make sense, Tara?
That is exactly what I have, so it makes perfect sense to me.
Same here.
All right, well, let's talk about the end game here then in this round, this bracket. Who is going on to the Final Four from the Smith Regional? Tara, what do you think?
I have Brendan Schaefer in winning this region. I think that he is a bit newer on the scene, but he's one of the more engaged, I would say, professional writers of the bunch. And he comes across as very genuine in his reactions to things. I think he reacts with the same sort of sarcastic sense of humor that a lot of us do. And I think that's gained him quite a faithful following very quickly. So I've got him in this one.
I think he's going to do well, and he may do so well just in this and in the field that he may be too professional to be in it next year.
Right.
Either one of those situations. I thought about that the minute that he popped up today. I was honestly kind of surprised he was in the bracket today.
Yeah, I mean, he's dances on that line of media that, you know, again, like you said, a little bit of a push this coming year, and he may not be able to do that next year. Alan, do you go with Brendan or do you go with the boss at the bar?
Well, it's tough to – the 10,000 followers and somebody is as interactive as John is, I'm going to have to go farm on this one.
That makes sense. And, again, like I said, it came down to Cardinals Farm and Brendan for me, and I did go with Brendan. But you're right. This could go either way, and both are definitely worth it. All right. Well, I think unless there's anything else, let's go on and look at our Final Four. Alan, let's start with you. You've got on one side Birds on the Bat 13 and myself. Who moves on to the finals?
You know what? I love you, but I'm going to have to go 13 on this one to the finals.
I'm glad you've come to your senses. Tara, you've got Buffa going up against me in a battle of the old best Dans in baseball.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which one is the best Dan?
If that, in fact, happens, I'm not going to vote. I can't make that decision. We'll let the fans decide. I've worked with both of you. I can't make that call.
Well, I'm not saying who you're going to vote for. I'm saying who do you think is
fair.
Going to win
that's
that.
Fair. You know, if I think that Buffa's gained enough of an audience to get past Birds on the Bat 13, I think he may be able to pull it out.
I would think so. All right. Well, I have Birds on the Bat 13. I have Scooter, and I went with the upset here and put Scooter in there because I do think that she can rally the Viva Albertos group. And, you know, Heather's got a Birds of the Bats has got for the fact that he's got so many followers and so much stuff that he puts out, he's definitely got his own personality. But I think that was going to be an interesting battle. I went with Scooter there just because I'm not any good at this probably too. So other side, Tara, we'll start it with you. You have Cup of Joe versus Brendan Schaefer. Man, that feels like a tough one to me. What are you going with?
Yeah, it certainly does. I think that the history that Joe has might work to his advantage in a matchup like this. He's not the new kid on the block, so he similarly will be able to rally the troops and get this one done, I think.
All right, Alan, you have Joe up against John Nagel in Cardinals Farm. Where do you come down?
I'm going to go Cup of Joe on this one. I think that I agree with Tara. I think that he probably rallies the troops, and he's good at that, and he can gain some followers pretty quick, and he's a likable enough guy to gain those votes.
Well, mine is Cards and Brendan, which should be fun, especially since they did like.
Well, don't go back and forth.
Yeah. I want that to happen so badly.
I agree with that.
I mean, they did like a 3-hour podcast together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I listened to the first 5 minutes and I just didn't get around to the other rest of it, which sounds like it was much better for my sanity. I don't know. Somehow I convinced Brendan to come on the show with me afterwards. I thought he'd be scarred for podcast for life. But I went with, I'm going to go with Cards, because again, I, from what I have seen and what I do, Twitter has, at least in the past, been really supportive of him. Now that may, you know, that could change when he runs into other people, but, and obviously he didn't win it last year, so it's possible. Although he ran into, I think, Bernie Michalas or one of the media types, I think is what knocked him out. Alright, finals. Alan, it's Birds on the Bat versus Cup of Joe.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think that didn't Birds on the Bat win it last year?
No, it was a total Cardinals move. Birds on the Bat, I think, might have made it to the Final Four last year. The final game was total Cardinals move
and
Derek Gould.
Okay,
oh,
I saw that.
That's right.
Okay, well, I'm going to go Birds on the Bat on this one.
All right. Birds on the Bat, 2017 Cards Madness winner for Mr. Allen. Tara, it's Joe versus Buffa. Another,
you know,
another one. You won't vote
in. That would be a lot of fun as well.
When we get to the Final Four, I'm just gonna not pay attention to it until there's a winner, because I know all of these people and I like all of these people. No, I think that this might be Joe's year. He's done a lot. Everyone already knew who he was. But I think that he's done a lot to sort of further that and establish himself. And I mean, he's got a lot of minor leaguers that are in his corner. So if he really wanted to, he could bring in some additional support for that last round. I think this might be Joe's year.
Again, my final is Cards versus Little Scooter. It is the probably one of the biggest, when we talked about it with Larry and Texas Cards fan over there, a very huge clash of styles, because Cards is cynical and worldly and terrible at times, and a Scooter is, you know, this just bubbly over personality that always thinks of the good of people. Unfortunately, it's Twitter, and bubbly hardly ever wins. So I'm going with cards to win this thing, just because if I'm wrong, I'm probably happy. I would say that he would hear this, but I know him. He won't even bother listening to the show. He'll just mock it beforehand. So that's an interesting. All three of us different winners. Even though we kind of had a lot of the same people getting close. If just looking over this, any last thoughts on this on the brackets, Tara?
You know, I think that there are a lot of heavy hitters going up against each other in early rounds, so that makes this a little bit interesting early on, and maybe more difficult in those later rounds, because some of the top people that I follow are going to knock each other out early.
Yeah, there's definitely some matchups that, you know, after the first, second round, there's going to be people gone that that maybe, I don't want to say shouldn't be, but you wouldn't necessarily expect to be. Alan, your final thoughts?
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to a lot of these matchups. I think they're really, really good. It's, you know, that you can flip a coin on a lot of these. And it's funny, even hearing all just our three opinions, I almost changed a few picks just thinking, you know what, I didn't think about that. But, yeah, it could be a lot of fun.
Yep. I don't know. I think this is going to be fun. I think there's some, like I said, there's obviously some accounts that could be in here that aren't. And I don't think there's any perfect way to do this bracket. I mean, 64 people, there's so many good Twitter accounts out there that's very, you couldn't, you know, unless you wanted to do play-in games starting in like April or, I mean, in like February or something, I don't think you're going to get them all in. But I'm interested. I'm hopeful that people will take this in the spirit that it's offered, and the fact that it is, like you say, it's a diversion. It's a fun thing to do as we wind down, and get ready for opening day. And then, you know, once opening day comes, it's all business, and here we are. We gotta get to it. We gotta be serious then. So, that's the great way to kind of wrap up the off season. All right. Well, Tara, Alan, I appreciate you joining me tonight, getting a short notice to get together and talk about this. And best of luck in your first round matchups. Alan, you're going to need it, I think. But, you know, as I told somebody else on here, Twitter's weird. And Twitter, strange things can happen. And especially, I don't know as much in the first rounds, but the second, if later rounds, it sometimes just depends on who's still paying attention. And getting the link out there.
I'm not sure that Twitter is weird enough for my second round, but thanks for trying.
Hey, I'm just saying, you flood your feed with pictures of Louie, and you got a shot now.
That's you know, that's mean. Not a bad idea.
I mean, you know, I know he, I think he helped you win a couple of rounds last year, so.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
You know, you do that and, you know, that's the key right there. Of course, you'll destroy my bracket and Alan's as well, I think, if you do, but that's okay. We'll handle that. So, all right. Well, for Tara and Alan, I'm Daniel, and best of luck to you if you're in the contest. And if you're not, have fun with it, and we'll talk at you next time.
Sutter from the belt to the plate. A swing and a miss, and that's a winner! That's a winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!